Walking home on this particular evening, Montag already anticipates that something will happen. He has the feeling that he's being watched, although not in a bad way.
And then he meets his teenage neighbor, Clarice McClellan.
Exactly. She immediately recognizes him as a fireman and seems fascinated by him and his uniform. She explains that she is crazy and proceeds to suggest that the original duty of firemen was to extinguish fires rather than to light them.
Why does she think she's crazy?
Well, she likes to go for walks, for example.
And that's considered crazy?
At least it's uncommon in the 24th century. Clarice asks Montag about his job and tells him that she comes from a strange family that does such peculiar things as talk to each other and go for walks. She wants to know if he ever reads the books he burns. Clarice's strangeness makes Guy nervous, and he laughs repeatedly and involuntarily. He can't help feeling somehow attracted to her. She fascinates him with her outrageous questions, unorthodox lifestyle, perceptive observations, and incredible power of identification. At the same time, Clarice also gives the reader the opportunity to see that society has changed.
Have you ever watched the jet cars racing on the boulevards down that way? I sometimes think drivers don't know what grass is, or flowers, because they never see them slowly, she said. If you showed a driver a green blur, oh yes, he'd say, that's grass. A pink blur? That's a rose garden. White blurs are houses. Brown blurs are cows.
Furthermore, the government has dramatically changed what its citizens perceive as their history. Montag never knew that firemen used to fight actual fires, or that billboards used to be only 20 feet long. Now they have to stretch for miles so that the fast cars can read them.
And he didn't know that people would actually talk to each other, like he now did with Clarice.
Yes, and he never experienced anything like that before. Never.